here's a story from The World.
This weekend, the Venezuelan government will hold elections for the country's National Assembly or Parliament. But virtually all opposition parties are boycotting the vote. That means President Nicolas Maduro's party is all but guaranteed to take over the legislature. As The World's Jorge Valencia reports, one of Venezuela's most prominent political dissidents is watching from exile in Spain.
There's one simple thing that makes Leopoldo López very happy right now. He recently escaped from Venezuela after almost 7 years in detention. So, for the first time in a long while, he can sit down for a meal with his children.
Well, you know, they really like to eat hamburgers and pizza, of course. I mean, they're kids.
López spoke to me over the phone from Madrid, where he reunited with his family last month. And he says normal life, even during the pandemic, feels luxurious.
Because it's something I didn't have, taking my kids to eat a hamburger or an ice cream, going to a park, and just talking to them.
Even though he's across the Atlantic, López says he's doing everything he can to speak out against Venezuela's parliamentary elections. And it's been a long time since he's been able to speak in public. López was surrounded by thousands of supporters the day Venezuelan police took him in custody in 2014. And judging by the masses who turned out for him, you can imagine why President Nicolás Maduro might feel threatened by him. López spoke into a megaphone and wore a Venezuelan flag over his neck. The highest position he'd ever held was as mayor of a district of Caracas, but he was wildly popular. On this day, he pleaded with the crowd for a nonviolent protest. And yet López was arrested on charges of inciting violence. He was held in a military prison for almost 4 years, much of it in solitary confinement, he says. Sometimes guards gave him books. Others, it was just him in a cell with a mat on the floor. So he says he created a routine for himself.
I prayed every day. I tried to exercise the intellect by reading or meditating or drawing and then exercising.
His goal was to hold on to hope.
Always thinking and being aware that the fight that I was dealing with was in my mind, that what they wanted to break was my mind, my mental stability, my commitment to our cause.
López was released from prison and put under house arrest. He eventually fled to the Spanish embassy in Caracas. And he won't go into detail about how he escaped to Spain, but he tells me it reminded him of the movie Argo. That's the one where a CIA agent smuggles a group of foreign service officers from the Canadian embassy in Tehran.
It's time to go.
Yes, it was something similar. I can tell it was very intense hours, a lot of planning, a lot of prior planning, and a lot of precise execution. And we had moments that I thought that we were going to get caught, very, very close to being caught.
The Venezuela that López just fled continues to spiral backward. Two-thirds of the population don't have regular access to food. Drivers wait outside gas stations for days to get fuel. The health system had practically collapsed before the pandemic. And the country has been crippled by political corruption. In 2018, Juan Guaido was elected as the leader of the National Assembly and recognized by dozens of countries as Venezuela's legitimate president. But Nicolás Maduro has refused to step down, and now many are challenging the credibility of this weekend's elections.
These are not elections. This is a fraud.
Others agree with López. The Organization of American States, the European Union, and countries, including the United States, say they won't acknowledge them. They say Nicolás Maduro's administration has not created the conditions for a free and democratic process. But one of the problems is that the parties opposing Maduro are largely divided. So López says one of his objectives is to work on unity, even if he has to do it over Zoom.
Oh, all the time, my friend, all the time. I'm physically here in Madrid, but my heart, my mind, and my priority is in Venezuela.
National Assembly leader Juan Guaido is calling for an alternative vote later this month. But it's unclear how much weight that election will carry following what appears to be a guaranteed victory for Nicolás Maduro's party this weekend. For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia.